Macedonia. I'll probably stay a while, maybe even the winter. I want to take my time if the Lord permits. I'm also going to spend some time in Ephesus, because God seems to be doing some great things there. Reflecting on this passage, Kevin DeYoung says, "You're not getting the sense that Paul got angelic visits every other day and waited for his dreams, visions of his heart, and supernatural messages written out in the clouds to tell him what to do. With few exceptions, Paul planned, strategized, and made his own decisions about the non-moral matters of his life. Paul never sought out special words of knowledge concerning his future. When he gets to a fork in the road, hesitating and pleading with God to know which way to go seems completely foreign to the apostle. Does that mean that the Spirit only occasionally led Paul, and that the rest of the time he got on by himself? Certainly not. Paul thought of his whole ministry as led by the Spirit. Evidently, however, Paul's means for following the Spirit did not entail getting up each day and waiting on a message to spell itself out in the foam of his cappuccino. Paul based most of his decisions on wisdom he gleaned from the Scriptures, not on extra revelation supplied by the Spirit in magic eight-ball fashion. You know, when you peer into your heart and see what words float to the top and you assume that's the Spirit? Getting guidance by revelation was the unexpected exception, not the rule. The disciples had clear general commands given by Jesus in the Great Commission to obey. But as they did so, they had no choice but to look to the Spirit for power and guidance in pursuing those commands. Seriously, have you ever thought about the overwhelming nature of the Great Commission? At the beginning, they were only 12 strong, with no money, no power, and no people in strategic positions of influence. They were just a group of local blue-collar workers with the entire world arrayed against them. Unless the Spirit guided them through this mission, they couldn't help but fail. They had no choice but to look to the Spirit for help. Yet, even in this extreme dependence, they never reduced the Spirit's activity in their lives to some formula. They grounded themselves in the Word, obeyed Jesus' general commands, and looked to the Spirit to lead them, watching for Him, but assuming He was leading even if they couldn't see or feel Him. The mystery in the Old Testament. We see this mystery interplay of Word and Spirit, even in the Old Testament. The psalmist called God's Word a lamp to his feet and a light to his path. Psalm 119, verse 105. The Word, he said, established his foundation, made his path straight, and cleansed his way.